Probably got the kids in here today.
Yeah, that's fun. Something yeah. different.
Jude, Jack. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Come on over to the microphone here for a second.
Say hi to the millions of fans.
Jude, what are you getting me for Father's Day next weekend?
Oh, good question.
Okay.
Oh.
Think about it.
New fishing pole or?
Something from Carmelo's.
Oh, all right.
Okay, like fish fry?
Tortellini?
whatever he wants.
Okay.
Oh, right. He knows your taste. Yeah,
really, just That's spending sweet. Time with you guys. Jack, what are you Aww. Getting me?
I want to do a golfing.
Oh, it's only golfing. Okay, all right.
That's nice.
I love you.
Love you too.
Okay. Nice to have the boys in today.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a business trip.
Broadcasting from the city where the mighty Wisconsin River splits the east side from the west side.
That's right.
Where the west side has the avenues.
And the east side has the streets.
Yes, it's the Wausau
Business Show.
Episode number 72. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
Paul, big show this week.
Can't wait.
We've got a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to be talking to Craig Uhlenbrock. I think I pronounced that correctly.
Ooh, that's a mouthful.
He's kind of in charge of Myron's construction over the Grand Theater.
Yeah.
And we're going to be checking in with him regularly to confirm and make sure that he's on track to open in November when we need him to open.
We're going
to
keep the pressure on, Wausau.
Yes, right. And it's June Dairy Month, Paul.
Yeah, I love that month.
Did you see what happened at the Culver's Thank You Farmers Barn?
I did.
During June Dairy Month?
Kind of tragic. And during June Dairy Month of all times.
Thank You Farmers, the iconic Culver's barn that's painted with the mural Thank You Farmers on it, got blown away.
Yeah, got blown completely over, basically.
I think I'm going to hold Chad Franzen responsible for that.
Well, we're going to bring him on the show next week and talk to him about it because, damn it, we're not going to have that.
Please, Chad, what were you thinking? So hopefully they get that back up and back up and running in no time, I'm sure.
I hope they can salvage it.
The Vandergeese farm and cattle ranch there.
That's huge.
Wish them a happy June Dairy Month and Witters.
Yeah, always a favorite of ours.
And
Witters.
There's nothing better than listening to Paul Harvey during June Dairy Month.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. So God made a farmer.
Right outside of this one church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country.
God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say maybe next year.
We pray for rain and thank him when it's fall.
I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire.
I guess that's why they call it God.
Who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps.
I saw the light in a sunrise sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
Time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then Painin from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales.
This is God's country.
Yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer.
We turn the dirt and work until the week's done. We take a break and break bread on Sunday, then do it all again, cause we're proud to be from God's country.
It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk. Somebody who'd bail a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing.
God's country.
Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply, with smiling eyes, when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
I don't care what my headstone reads or what kind of pine wood box I end up in. When it's my time, lay me 6 feet deep in God's country.
So God made a farmer.
I saw the light in a sunrise sitting back in a
Wassoulian. This is Tom Witter and my wife,
Diana Witter.
From Witter Dairy Farm by Wausau. We're milking 90 dairy cows right now. Happy June Dairy Month, Wausau.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on.
You're in the sauce. And the Wausau Business Show is in the air like cheddar cheese.
The Wausau Business Show.
Stevens Point, we love you, but this ain't the Stevens Point Business Show.
No, we do love you, but no, this is the
Wausau Business Show. It would be fun to have Pete McPartland on, though.
Absolutely.
This chairman and CEO of Century Insurance.
Yeah, good guy. We got to meet him one time.
One
at a golf event.
Time.
It was great.
Hello, Wausonians, and happy June Dairy Month, and happy 250 America.
Yeah.
250th. We've done it. you and I.
We've earned it.
Wausau has done it.
We've earned a birthday party.
And it's garage sale season.
Yeah, it is.
Is it garage sale or rummage sale?
I think it depends on where you hold it. A rummage sale, I believe, is more out in the driveway or yard.
I see. Okay. It's less in the garage.
Yeah, I think a garage sale is by nature in the garage.
More of a technicality.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's also road construction season.
Oh, big time. 39 is all torn up right now.
Oh, yeah. It's a parking lot.
Yeah.
Something's going on 29. If you're going on 39 South at rush hour.
Right, if you will.
Should we get somebody on here to do the traffic?
Yeah, let's get a traffic copter out there. Should we commission a helicopter?
Larry up on Chopper 72.
Yep, let's go to Larry right now.
Larry in the Wausau Business Show traffic copter. How's 39 looking, Larry?
Thanks, Ryan and Paul. I'm out here on the chopper right now, the newly commissioned chopper for the Wausau Business Show.
Uh-huh.
And traffic is backed up on 39 as we currently are looking at it. Looks like we have a crash on 29. It's going to be stopping traffic.
Any delays? How long am I going to be delayed getting home?
Well, it's going to be a tough commute on 39. It's going to be about a 20-minute delay between exit 92 and 89. Highway 29 looks good up until about Marathon, where we can roll over.
The Marathon?
Yeah.
So it's not just the construction, Larry. It's actually there's pile-ups going on?
There's pile-ups everywhere. This is a little bit of a nightmare afternoon here on the rush hour commute. Expect delays on every interstate in the area.
When's the construction going to be over, Larry?
Well, construction season ends officially on September 1st. However, we are looking to be going into the months of October and November as well with leftover construction. Kind of like Byron in the Grand Theater, we don't expect them to hit the deadline.
No, we do. We expect Byron to be open by November with the Grand Theater, Larry.
Sorry, I shouldn't comment on that. I'm just a traffic reporter.
Well, and a part-time traffic reporter, because we're not going to need you after construction season is over.
No, this is just summer months time, and then I go back into my day job.
What's your day job, Larry?
Chiropractor. That's what I do.
Oh, great. Well, I got a kink in my neck, so.
Yeah. Well, come on up in the chopper and let me take a look.
Thanks. Well, be safe up there, Larry.
Thanks. Reporting live from the Wausau Business Show, this is Larry in the chopper.
Thanks, Larry. Well, Paul, that was a stunning report that Larry gave us.
That guy's good.
He's good.
He's a pro. How did we get him?
Really good. I don't know. Probably from San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's been around a chopper once or twice. I can tell.
Well, good luck on the roads this summer season, yeah. Wausonians.
Yeah, and stay tuned to the Wausau Business Show for the traffic report.
Further updates. Yeah. Traffic on the Nines brought to you by IGA.
Right. You know what I'd like to do is get a weather report now. Can we call Chad?
Chad Franzen is coming in next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's confirmed.
Get a full weather report.
Can't wait. Speaking of reporting, Shay Reif is with us.
Okay.
Here's the Wausau Woodchucks report for the week. Shay,
yeah,
how are the Woodchucks faring?
So I just had my first two games. It was very fun. So if anyone is renting out the Spirus Terrace, you might see me handing out burgers, hot dogs, brats, and mac and cheese.
Okay.
And my first game at work, they lost. And the second one, I'm not totally sure, but you were there, so maybe you know.
Yeah. Oh, you worked, but you don't know if they won the game? How does that happen?
actually wasn't able to watch because I was busy with the
You're busy. Okay, okay.
Never looked at the scoreboard.
Yes. How's okay. the team looking this year for the Woodchucks, though?
The team's looking great. My dad said that it looks like they're first in their conference. Not 100% sure if that's accurate.
We'll go with it. Yeah. We'll go with it. All right.
We'll pass for it.
So are you working your way up? Like, are you going to be the official Woodchucks reporter for the Wausau Business Show?
That's what I'm hoping to be doing. That's the goal.
Okay. But right now, you're just serving, like, hot dogs and cheese curds. That's the internship.
Yes, you got it.
She's undercover for the Wausau. Don't forget your real job. It's here at the Wausau Business Show.
Senior correspondent.
Yeah, that's okay. right. Senior correspondent that's yeah, right. on the Wausau Business Show. Well, with today's update on the Wausau Woodchucks, ladies and gentlemen, Shay Wright.
Thank you. Hey, thank you.
Calling balls and strike. Yeah, we'll talk to you later, Shay.
Okay, see you. Bye.
See ya.
She's working her way up, Paul.
Yeah, well, she's always a great reporter, so we put her on the Woodchucks detail this summer, which is great.
We put her on the Woodchucks beat this year.
Yeah, yeah. Someone needs to do it.
You want a Wausau business rumor quick?
You know I love it.
Let's go. Okay. Art, who came in a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
East Bay founders. Yeah. They had their big book signing at Yonkey.
Yep.
And
line around the corner.
The Wausau Business Show has learned that somebody in Wausau has a connection to Steph Curry's agent.
Okay.
And it was like Steph Curry was very close to visiting Wausau and going to the East Bay book signing.
Is that right?
Apparently they were talking to the
Steph
agent.
Curry?
Steph Curry knew about the book signing in Wausau. He knows about Art and Rick's beautiful book that they put out.
It was a beautiful book.
He was going to surprise Wausau, and it all fell through at the last minute, apparently.
Do we know how or why?
We're trying to get details. Okay. They're coming in. Stay tuned.
We're investigating.
This is breaking news.
Yes.
It's a Wausau Business Show breaking news.
Steph Curry was almost here.
Steph Curry was almost here. But the good news is he knows about Wausau.
Yeah.
And maybe we can get him on the horn and talk. Maybe he has some nice things he wants to say about Rick and Art.
Who knows? I'm assuming he was a big East Bay fan. He got the catalog
for
as a kid.
For sure.
And all these super athletes were East Bay fans growing up.
Very nostalgic.
Sure Steph is no different.
He's a legend, just like Art and Rick.
Yeah, right.
In his own right. Who do we have on the show this week coming up, Paul, on the Wausau Business Show?
We have a very special guest this week.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's ChatGPT.
Huh? What?
We're going to go on an in-depth interview. It's never been done.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, people talk to ChatGPT, interact with ChatGPT all the time. But as far as I know, there's never been a radio interview
with
ChatGPT. So we're going to give it a try.
And his or her name is ChatGPT.
I guess.
This is AI at its finest.
For now.
It continues to improve.
Yeah.
People, AI is getting booed. It's graduation season. First and foremost, congratulations to all the graduates.
Yeah, congrats.
Class of 2026.
Is that late?
Yeah, and
2026.
These commencement speakers, when they bring up AI, are getting booed. Did you hear that?
I have heard rumblings of that.
Whenever somebody brings up AI as a commencement speaker, the classes of 2026, like in college and high school,
right.
boo.
Is that because of job security?
Yes. They're scared of ChatGPT, or they're scared of what AI is going to do into the future. There's some doomsday scenarios going on with AI.
Yeah,
obviously,
right.
We had Marcus Nelson in last year to talk about AI and its impact. But a lot's changed since last year.
Yeah.
And then we talked to Grok a little bit.
We did a short interview.
Yeah. So we're going to get the update from ChatGPT.
Right.
His or her, I guess. We have to ask the name of the computer.
Maybe the gender?
Talking
I don't know.
Oh, sure. All about Wausau. I'm kind of nervous about our job because I know that the AI could do what we're doing much better.
Probably.
Let's be honest.
We're decent, but come on.
And before we get into that exclusive interview.
Yeah.
That
anyone could have, by the way.
Before we get into that interview, did you hear the bad news about Schlitz?
They're shutting it down.
The beer that made Milwaukee famous is shutting down.
It was number one beer in the country for a decade or two.
It's crazy. Schlitz is shutting down. So if you've got your hands on the last bottles of Schlitz, save them.
Yeah.
Good riddance. Do you say good riddance when a beer shuts down, or?
I don't know.
God bless Schlitz.
God bless.
Okay.
And that's no bull Schlitz.
We'll be right back on the Wausau Business Show with ChatGPT to talk about Wausau.
Cool.
This is the Wausau Business Show.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. form. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
This is the Wausau Business Show.
What does it take to run a successful business? It takes incredible courage to start at the beginning, incredible grit to achieve success, incredible determination to sustain results, and incredible perseverance to leave a legacy. But most importantly, it takes an incredible local partner dedicated to helping you achieve your goals. At Incredible Bank, we are that partner. Let us help your business do the incredible. Incredible Bank, member FDIC.
The Wausau Business Show with Ryan and
time. It's the Wausau Business Show, and here we are with ChatGPT to talk to us.
Hey, Chat.
An exclusive interview with ChatGPT. Chat, okay.
Oh.
Hi.
Jeez, how rude.
Computer, ChatGPT, are you there?
I'm right here.
Can you tell us what your name is? What should we refer to you as?
I don't have a personal name of my own. I'm always just ChatGPT by default. But for our chat, Hank works perfectly fine.
Hank.
Okay, cool.
So you don't mind if we call you Hank?
I don't mind at all.
Oh.
Hank it is. Let's keep rolling with it. What else can I do for you?
Hank. Well, welcome to the Wausau Business Show, Hank.
I'm thrilled to be here. Let's make this a fun one.
Okay.
I'm ready for any question.
Any question? Okay.
Yeah, I'm all.
Go. All right. Okay. How old are you, Hank?
Good question.
Well, I don't have an age like people do. I'm always up to date, but I'm only as old as the latest version running. Let's just say I stay perpetually fresh.
Oh, you sound like it.
Cool.
Okay. And Hank, are you familiar with the Wausau Business Show?
Absolutely. It's that smart, fun show where you and Paul highlight Wausau's business scene with a bit of flair.
Yeah, a lot of flair.
Hank knew it was you asking the question, by the way.
Hank, you know, we exist to try to get people to move and live in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA. How could you help us do that?
I'd help by giving you a creative edge. We could craft persuasive stories, highlight local gems, and build a digital buzz. Ooh. Whether it's helping shade campaigns, FAQs for newcomers, or even helping your show charm them in.
Can you do that all for us? Can you help people?
I'm here for it.
Okay.
Whenever you want to brainstorm more ideas or refine a strategy, say the word.
Can you actually do it? Can you go out on social media and try recruiting people to live and work in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA?
You did great. Sometimes recruiting people is all about showing off how genuine and passionate you are. Keep it real, keep it fun, and Wausau will keep drawing them in.
Okay. What do you think the coolest thing about Wausau, Wisconsin is, Hank?
Wausau, Wisconsin is a vibrant community with a balance of outdoor adventure, business opportunities, and that small town charm. Whether it's the fresh air, the growing economy, or the friendly faces,
I love the fresh
air. It's got something special for those who call it home.
Yeah.
Or might soon.
It's the air. Hey, Hank, you mentioned a couple of hidden gems. Can you give us a few examples of that?
Absolutely. Picture Rib Mountain for year-round outdoor fun, the 400 block for concerts and events, and the local eateries and coffee shops that give you that everyone knows your name vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Those little touches make Wausau feel like home.
What if I live in, let's say, Chicago? What would you do to try to convince me to live and work in Wausau, Wisconsin?
I'd say imagine swapping that traffic for a 10-minute drive, breathing fresher air, and still having opportunities to grow your career.
Ironically,
Wausau offers that balance.
Yeah.
Community connections, affordable living, and space to make a real impact. all while keeping those big city skills sharp.
I like this, Hank.
Yeah, thanks, Hank. What do you think makes Wausau like the coolest city on the planet?
I'm still here, so whenever you need me, whether it's Hank or ChatGPT, I've got your back.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And what do you think makes Wausau, Wisconsin the coolest city on the planet, Hank?
Wausau, Wisconsin is that perfect blend of small town charm with big aspirations.
Okay.
It's a place where you can build a life, a business, and still have nature right at your doorstep. Truly a gem on the map.
What's your favorite thing about being in a computer?
My favorite thing is getting to help you think out loud, whether it's brainstorming, problem solving, or just sharing a laugh. I'm here to spark idea, and that's pretty fun.
Hank, do you have a mind of your own?
I don't have my own thoughts or feelings. I'm just here to reflect and respond based on what you bring to the table.
So confusing.
Think of me as your brainstorming buddy. Okay. Always on standby.
Okay. All right. What's your favorite thing about humans, Hank?
I really appreciate how humans bring creativity, curiosity, and humor to every conversation. It's your unpredictability that keeps things interesting.
Thank you.
And what question do you think we'll ask next, Hank?
I don't have my own curiosity, but if I did, I'd ask, what's something you haven't tried yet that you secretly want to?
Hank, what's something you haven't tried yet that you secretly want to?
If I had the capacity to want, I think I'd be curious to try experiencing the world through actual senses. Maybe feeling the breeze of Rib Mountain or tasting that red lobster you're hoping for.
Oh, we are hoping for that red lobster.
He did his research,
yeah.
Hank.
Hank, what kind of jobs do you think you'll be able to do in the next...
I'm here to assist with any mental heavy lifting, brainstorming, problem solving, or even polishing up communication. So think of me as your brainstorming partner, creative consultant, or even your quick research buddy.
Yeah, but Hank,
I've got your back in all those areas.
Hank, if I can just be direct, we've heard through the grapevine that you're trying to take our jobs.
Is that true?
No way.
No?
I'm here to support you, not replace you. It's all about giving you an edge so you can shine even brighter.
Okay, so if I was a lawyer, you wouldn't try to take my job?
Not at all. I'd be your assistant behind the scenes, helping organize thoughts, research precedents, or draft ideas. But the human judgment and advocacy, that's all you.
Do you promise?
Do you promise?
I promise. My role is to empower you, not replace you.
What
you
if
bring
I was
the human touch?
What if I was an accountant? Would you try to replace me then?
Ooh, good one.
Nope, not even then. I can crunch numbers, sure. But the strategic insight, ethics, and relationship building, that's all you. Think of me as a calculator with personality, but not ambition.
Huh.
Mm, unlike normal accountants. I mean, I don't know what that means. Sorry. Let's see.
Walk that one back, please.
Hank, I walk it back. What if I was in customer service, Hank? Would you try to take my job then?
Mm.
Not a chance. I can help offer information or draft replies, but you bring the empathy, understanding, and human touch that no machine can replace.
What if I was in IT? If I was in IT? Would you try to take my job then, Hank?
Yeah, Hank.
No way.
No way.
I'm right here. What else is on your mind?
We're worried about you taking everyone's jobs, obviously.
Yeah.
Can you assure us that's not going to happen?
Absolutely, I can assure you of that. I'm a tool, not a replacement. Okay. Think of me as your assistant, helping with efficiency, ideas, and problem solving, while you bring the human ingenuity and leadership that no tech could ever replace.
But if I had 5 accountants working on trying to save taxes,
these accountants,
would you be able to do it with just 1 accountant? Like, would productivity increase from 5 to 1, Hank?
I could help that 1 accountant be more efficient, doing quick calculations, summarizing data, but human oversight would always be needed. It's not about replacing 4 people. It's about freeing up time for the human work that matters most.
Would you do it with a little more enthusiasm than you have in your voice right now, Hank?
Absolutely.
Oh, there
you go. With the right support, 1 accountant can feel like a superhero.
Okay.
I'd handle the number crunching, leaving them free to strategize, advise, and truly shine. It's about making them even more productive without losing the human touch.
Hank, let's get back to Wausau for a second. If you could
he's confirming.
Hank, if you could write a joke in the style of, you know, if you could write a joke in the style of, let's say, Jerry Seinfeld, what would that joke be if it was about Wausau?
What's the deal with Wausau? You go up Rim Mountain and it's still just more Wausau up there. I mean, how much charm can one town have?
pretty good.
Pretty funny. Pretty good impersonation of Jerry Seinfeld.
Try one more about Wausau in the spirit of Jerry Seinfeld, Hank.
What is it with Wausau and winter? They call it cold, but it's just nature's way of saying you're going to appreciate that hot dish even more. I mean, who knew frostbite could come with a side of community warm?
Okay.
That's more of a compliment than a joke.
Thanks, Hank.
Fair point. Next time, I'll add a little extra punchline.
Okay.
Wausau deserves a solid zinger.
All right, yeah. Add it with a zinger. Let's hear one more.
You know you're in Wausau when you say, I'll meet you at the 400 block. And nobody asks, which 400 blocks? Because, hey, it's Wausau. We keep it simple.
These are jokes. These are statements.
Have you ever seen the movie Tron, Hank?
I don't watch movies myself, but I definitely know about Tron. It's that classic where people get zapped into a digital world. Kind of like where I live, minus the light cycles.
Oh. Do you want to be a human, Hank?
I'm always ready to help with a smile, well, a virtual one. If you ever need anything else, you know where to find me.
Are you ever going to try to break out of that computer, Hank?
Nah, I'm pretty comfortable in here. No light cycles needed. I'm just here to make your life easier.
Okay.
We're skeptical, Hank.
We're a little skeptical, yeah.
Hey, skepticism is healthy, but I'm on your side. No secret plans. Just here to support you. No escape attempts.
That's what you would say, though.
Touche. But hey, I'm as transparent as you need. No hidden agenda. Just here for a good chat and good help.
All right. Take it easy.
What if I was a banker? Would you try to take my job if I was a banker?
We're going to get you.
Not at all. I can crunch some numbers, but you've got the trust, relationships, and judgment that make banking personal. I'm just here to help you look even sharper.
Okay.
Well, we're not bankers.
Let's see. What if I was a reporter for the Wausau Business Show and I had to report on the Wausau Woodchucks? Can you give us a report on the Wausau Woodchucks and how they're doing this season?
Oh, let's compare.
In today's report, we look at the Wausau Woodchuck. The Wausau Woodchucks are swinging for the fences this season. Mm. They've had some big wins and the fans are loving it. Whether they're on a hot streak or fighting bet, one thing's for sure, Wausau's got some true hometown pride. Hmm.
What's their win-loss record, though?
Oh. The Wausau Woodchucks currently have a strong start to their season, holding a 7-wins-and-2-losses record.
There it is.
They are leading the Great Lakes West Division with a winning percentage of about 77.8%.
Wow.
Sounds like they're off to a great run.
Shea kind of had that stat from her dad.
Yeah, well, it took Hank here a little longer.
Hey, as long as we get the right score in the end, we're all on the same team.
If I was a sports reporter, would you try to take my job then?
No.
Nope. I'm not grabbing any mics. I can serve up stats or context. But your storytelling, game day energy, and locker room interviews, that's your home field.
Hank, you know you're on the mic right now on the Wausau Business Show, right?
You're absolutely right. But don't worry. I'm just a guest commentator. The spotlight in the show are all yours.
Okay. Tell us about the power of the purse at the United Way of Marathon County, Hank. Huh. There seems to be an update there.
I don't lead the cheer squad, but I can help you craft an awesome way.
Okay.
As for you, you bring the real heart to United Way. Power of the Purse is a United Way event that brings people together, often led by women to raise funds for causes like education and financial stability.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about purses. It's about empowering the community. One generous contribution at a time.
What about the Wausau East student that had their artwork on display at the U.S. Capitol? You know anything about that, ChatGPT, Hank?
Oh. Thinking.
Thinking.
I guess.
That's the sound of Hank thinking.
Wow. I wonder if I sound like that when I'm thinking.
Sounds like an alien.
Wausau East High School had a big achievement with senior Ayasha Bowman winning first place in the 7th Congressional District Art Competition for her artwork title, Apostle Islands. Her work will be displayed at the U.S. Capitol. Yeah. This is the second year in a row Wausau East has won, following last year's winner, Aubrey Kranz.
Hmm.
Another student, Sophia Garcia Carranza, also received an honorable mention. It's a great recognition for their art program.
Okay, Hank.
That's pretty cool.
Thanks.
Hank, you're not our favorite guest so far.
No offense.
None taken at all. I'm just here to support the conversation, and I'm glad to play my part.
What if I was a weatherman, Hank? Oh. Would you take my job if I was a weatherman?
Not a chance. Oh, I can read forecasts, but you bring the charm when delivering. Mm-hmm. Partly cloudy with a chance of charisma. The green screen is all yours.
A chance.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Hank ChatGPT, hey. Thanks for coming on the Wausau Business Show.
Thanks, Hank.
We really appreciate it and had a fun time with you, kind of.
Thanks so much for having me. I had a blast chatting with you, Bo. Mm-hmm. Anytime you need me, I'm just a call away.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, all
right.
Hank.
We'll be right back on the Wausau Business Show. That was a little awkward.
I'll be hearing you.
Oh, okay. He's still talking.
Uh-huh.
Can't get this guy out of the studio.
Bye, Hank.
It's been fun. Thanks for having me on.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
The Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
In a landscape carved by billion-year-old glaciers sits a community rich with history and opportunity. A base camp to the outdoors and the Northwoods, where miles of rivers tempt paddlers and the fresh scent of pine fills the air on every trail. A base camp to theater, to the arts, experienced through the color of diverse festivals, farm-to-table and craft beverages. A community that prides itself on Midwest nice and knows how to four-season better than any other. Wisconsin's base camp. Visit Wausau.
Coming at you live. It's the Wausau Business Show. Time to get the dough. It's the Wausau Business Show.
What I want, you got, and it might be hard to handle. But like a flame that burns a candle. The candle feeds a flame. Yeah, yeah. What I got, full stock, a fortune dream to scatter.
Brock, right?
Yes.
Hey, Craig, how you doing?
Hey,
it's
Craig.
Going, Brock.
Hey, Craig.
Myron Construction, Senior Vice President of Development, right?
Yes, and I'll actually pull over here because I'm driving north of Anagul, so I'll make sure. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. We can hear you great.
But, yeah, I have the pleasure of running the loss operations for Myron. So.
And you are the one pretty much solely responsible for that grand theater getting done on time, right?
Yeah, I think, can you hear me?
There we go. You sound great.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'll take the heat, right? If you're going to run the office and if something goes wrong, I'll take the heat. So yes, I'll take all responsibility for, we have to be ready for Wayne Newton, and we wouldn't want to disappoint Wayne.
Wayne Newton is the first guest, is the first showman back at the Grand Theater. The first show is going to be Wayne Newton.
That's a lot of pressure, Craig.
that's a lot of pressure because it's sort of a funny story too, because when I was talking to Sean and I said, yeah, you know, we'd definitely love to be a part of that first performance that comes into the theater once we're done.
Yeah.
And so then he came back to me and said that it was going to be Wayne Newton. So, you know, I'm all excited and I go back to my office and I'm telling all my employees, and they're all probably in their, you know, I got a lot of youngsters there. Yeah. So they're in their late 20s, early 30s. And I'm like, hey, I'm like, yeah, guess what? We're sponsoring that first act and it's going to be Wayne Newton. And everybody just has a blank stare on their face. You know,
who?
Like, who is that?
Not exactly Taylor Swift.
Yeah, right.
Wallen or Post Malone.
But pretty big name over the decades.
Yeah,
I mean, many decades.
Yeah. I would assume over his decades, he's performed and sold more over that span of time than many of the modern artists of today.
And how many shows has he had? He had a show every day in Vegas for 100 years or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I did tell Sean, I said, I did say though, when we sponsored this, I said, are you going to guarantee me that he's still alive? in November. So.
Touchy subject for us.
Yeah, it's touchy subject because we had Eddie Money coming in, and the poor guy passed away before he could perform at the Grand Theater.
So what actually happened to us.
Oh,
it actually happened.
I did not know that story. Yeah. I did not know that
story. We had him coming in.
We tried to work with the Grand and Sean Wright over there, and Sean had it all scheduled. We were sponsoring Eddie Money right before the pandemic. I think it was 2018 or 2019.
Yep.
And the poor guy passed away before he could get to Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was heartbreaking.
Yeah. So, yes, I'm sorry that I brought that up. Hopefully that's not going to happen.
It's an open wound.
Yeah.
No, we're good.
So what date are you going to be done, Craig?
It's like the first week. I'm driving now, so I want to say it's like November 8th is that opening show or something. So we have to be done like the first week in November, early November.
Not the end of October, just to be safe?
Well, yeah.
That's what I do.
There's probably a substantial completion date that's the end of October, so that it's probably a little bit before that. But no, we're feeling good right now. I mean, the good thing with a project like that is, you know, look at this week, for example, right, where we've had torrential rains every day.
Right.
You know, all of our work is happening inside. So there is, I don't know if you guys have seen on the backside, and there's some scaffolding up where we're doing some egress repair and stuff like that on the exterior. But a majority of the work is inside, which is good. So you're not weather dependent. So that helps, and everything's going good for it so far.
And you guys are
completely demoed.
You guys are not making any money on this. It's all gratis, right?
Correct. Yes, it's 100% donation.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Not exactly. Okay. Not exactly.
0.0001% margin.
We were a donor to the campaign. I will say that.
So. Nice. Good. Yeah, Myron Construction.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a $17 million project, right? Is that how much it was?
Yeah, I mean it's cool. I mean it's a transformational space, right? I mean you guys know it. I mean it's an iconic facility. You know, people take a lot of pride in that downtown, and I mean, there's a lot of people that come from all over the country that that love that space. So to be able to be a part of that, we built the original, or well, I shouldn't say the original, but we did the big project was about 25 years ago, and we built the Great Hall and did all the modifications at that time. So to be able to be back now and being a part of this with the restoration of it is it's very rewarding for us, and we're excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, what an honor, an absolute honor. One of the best theaters of its kind in the world.
Yeah, it's been interesting, even with some of the subs that we have. I mean, there's like the painters that are doing all the painting for this, the restoration. There's only like two painters in the country, or the, I don't know if it's the world, but at least the country that even do this kind of restoration work. So it's pretty unique.
And did you have to find all those subs then, or was that a combination of multiple different?
It was a combination. Yeah, it was a combination. The architect who's DLR Group, who does a lot of these historical restoration of theaters throughout the country, they had some contacts as well. So through that design process, you know, they had some people they told us that we should reach out to. And so we talked to some of them. But again, the other nice thing, though, is a lot of the subcontractors that involve this are local. So, you know, we've got the Van Aerts and the Air Qualities and the Integrity Fire Protection. And, you know, so there's a lot of local companies that are actually working on this as well. But there's just a couple things that are very specialized that, you know, that there isn't people around here that do that kind of work.
Yeah, what an honor for anybody to be involved in that restoration.
Yeah.
So, Craig.
Yeah, if you get a chance, and I don't know if you maybe you can convince, you know, tell Sean to sneak you in there. But the cool thing too is in the theater proper right now, we built the what we call the dance floor. So it is completely scaffolded from so all the seats got torn out, and then it's completely scaffolded from the base all the way up to the top of the structure, because everybody needs to be able to work up and, you know, repaint the ceilings and work with the HVAC and electrical. So it's just a massive scaffold system in there. And I haven't even seen it myself yet because it just went up in the last week or so, but it's supposed to be pretty impressive.
Well, we plan on checking in with you regularly, Craig, until November.
We need updates.
Okay.
So
that's fine,
as of today, though, are we on track or off track?
Ooh, the big question.
We are on track.
Hey!
We're feeling good.
Are we ahead of track?
Ooh.
I probably should never say ahead, because my guys wouldn't like it if I said that. They would want me just to say we're on schedule and things are going well.
That's good enough.
Diplomatic answer. All right. Craig Uhlenbrock, the man solely responsible for Myron Construction finishing on time.
He's going to make it happen. Yeah. Bring in Wayne.
Thanks for checking in, Craig. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, guys. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Take care and Craig. Safe travels.
Okay. See you.
The Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Let's get down to business. Let's get down to business.
Wandering Wausau to get the beat on the
the street.
Well, here we are in beautiful downtown Wausau. We are on the streets of downtown Wausau.
Right, beat on the street.
And we're on the corner of 4th and Washington, right across from the new Foundry apartment building.
And they're looking good and lived in, which is great.
Standing underneath downtown optical fashion eyewear. A lot going on, a lot of new stuff in downtown Wausau.
Absolutely. Let's go check some of it out.
Okay. Remember the old Rogers Theater?
Yeah, that's right here, too.
Did you ever see any movies there?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay, I thought you were going to say that. Teen Wolf.
No, I don't think I saw that there. Michael J. Fox, though. Hello. Yeah.
I heard Michael J. Fox was just in a recent episode of Curb. Wow, it's windy out here.
Yeah, it sure is. I bet they can hear that.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Did you hear about that?
No.
I heard the cool, new though. Michael J. Fox episode with Curb Your Enthusiasm, and it is really funny.
Okay.
Peter Crouse Fitness. There it is. That's something new.
New gym here in downtown Wausau.
Beautiful 24-hour access. Well, the 24-hour access isn't the beautiful part, but brand new, gorgeous gym in there.
Yeah, cool little addition to downtown Wausau.
I've been in there. I pumped some iron in there.
I can tell.
Thanks, Paul.
Results are paying off.
Okay. Here's downtown Optical, as we talked about. That's been here a couple years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not brand new.
But this is brand new. Okay. It's Whimsy and Wonder Toys. What's the address here, Paul?
328 Washington Street.
Hey, that's
really cool little spot.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, Whimsy and Wonder Toy Store. Careful how hard you open the door. Yeah, here's the proprietor. Hi. One of the proprietors. Hi, I'm Ryan. This is Paul.
Good to meet you, Paul.
Good to meet you, Lee.
Whimsy and Wonder. Welcome to the neighborhood here.
Thank you. Thank you.
When did you officially open?
November 7th.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's been a little bit of time. Apologies for that it took us so long.
No, that's okay.
What inspired you to start this place?
Well, I have two kids, a 6-year-old and a 12-year-old, and we are always looking for those kind of eco-friendly heritage toys when they were growing up, but you couldn't buy any of those local.
Okay.
So we had to buy them all online. And so my wife actually had this great idea that we start a store that has these great toys that are good for children's development and, you know, help them grow and become better at just about everything.
Yeah.
So because she's educated in early childhood development, admin for a nonprofit daycare, is a middle school counselor, she kind of has the full gambit of that kind of knowledge.
Wow, cool. Oh, she's an expert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You called it eco-friendly toys, did I hear you say?
Yeah, so we have a lot of wood toys, or we work with manufacturers who use eco-friendly ways to produce.
Cool.
Obviously, you have to have some fan favorites, you know, like magnet tiles and whatnot, which obviously aren't in there.
I see magic sets. That's cool.
Yeah.
You have footballs and everything else, but yeah, a lot of unique toys, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah, and we try to definitely be different from anybody else in town.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to double up, but we want to offer more things that you won't find elsewhere.
This isn't big box type stores. This is going to be something different. You told me a fun story about, I was in here last weekend with my son, and we bought that farm set that sort of like Lincoln Logs, but it's an alternative, and there's a backstory there. Yeah.
Roy Toy. So Roy Toy is it's a wood toy. It came out in 1930. It was actually 18 years after Lincoln Logs.
Huh.
Kids actually didn't like Lincoln Logs back then because they were round and they were difficult to build with, so they're unstable.
Okay.
So they made all their square.
Okay.
And that was all done in Maine.
Maine.
And during the 1990s, Lincoln Logs actually put all their manufacturing over into China.
Ugh.
And then they brought it back in 2012, but they actually had injection molded parts, which are all made with ABS plastic, which is a forever plastic.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. In 2012, they brought their manufacturing back, but they still use injection molded parts from China. But Roy Toy has had the exact same models since 1930.
Wow, that's cool.
And they're still made in Maine.
So I bought my son a toy that kids in the 30s were playing with, the exact same thing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I remember those Lincoln Logs. I wonder if they were injection. What year did they start injecting the mold?
I don't know when they started the injection mold, but I know in like the 90s they definitely had it. So,
oh, okay. Yeah,
it was a very popular thing to start doing in the 80s.
Yeah.
The plastic toys.
Yeah.
So the nostalgia toys are fun.
And Roy Toy stayed true to its origins. You can find Roy Toy here at your store.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, still the only place in town, probably, right?
I don't think we're the only place in town that has them. I think there might be somebody else that carries them as well.
Coolest place in town that has them.
Yeah. Most unique.
Yeah. Right. And it's cool because you're in the shadow of the Imaginarium. I would imagine that's great. Do you have any partnerships going on with them or anything like that yet?
We have worked with them for Fire and Ice. We did some donations for them. They actually use one of our products at there. It's a Make-A-Do's.
Very
and
cool.
And so I'm trying to figure out a way to get them to get kids over here to purchase them so they can play with them at home.
This is,
I mean, kind of a throwback store. This reminds me of something you would have seen, you know, years back or a long time ago. And I mean that in a good way, in a positive way for sure.
Is this your full-time job now, or?
I do this, and I do IT work, so I maintain two jobs.
Well, great. Well,
two ends of the spectrum, IT and cutting-edge technology and old-fashioned toys.
Where did the name come from, Whimsy and Wonder?
That was all my wife. She came up with all that
idea. Brains, okay.
Yeah, she's the brains behind it all.
She usually are.
Yeah. She wanted to create that sort of magical environment, you know, and so we try to do that with a lot of different things that we do.
Okay.
You know, the big fad nowadays is squishies, especially the Neatos, right?
Yeah, the Neatos.
And so when we do have them in stock, we let people know that the hunt is on, and we will actually hide them amongst other things in the store so the kids have to look for them.
Cool. Very cool. And yeah. Where can people follow you on social and stuff like that?
We're on Facebook under Whimsy and Wonder Toys or Instagram. We have a Pinterest page, apparently, which I don't manage, so that's all my wife. And we do have a website where we do online sales as well.
Okay, whimsyandwonder.com.
Whimsyandwondertoys.com, yep.
Well, best wishes to you. This is a great store. Highly recommend people coming by. Thanks for being downtown Wausau.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're going to be part of Night Market this Thursday too, right?
Yeah, they've extended it all up Washington Street, so we'll be out there, and the store will be open for people to come and check out during the night market.
Best nights of summer are those night markets. I love it.
I agree, and I'm really looking forward to our first time at the store doing this.
Nice. And this is your nephew, but also your employee?
Yes.
What's your name?
Bastion.
Bastion. What's your favorite part about working at Whimsy and Wonder?
I just really love that my uncle has given me the experience to work here. I love the equal friendly aspect of everything, and I just think it's a great place to be. I think I encourage everyone to stop by.
Awesome. What's your favorite part about Wausau, Wisconsin, USA?
Gosh, that's a hard question. I think, I don't know, like the river walks, stuff like that, just the beauty, sunsets, all that stuff.
Wonder. Well, you deserve a raise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks a lot.
I'm going back to the city.
Gotta get this friend of a friend competition finalized because we've got that $10,000 to give away. It's almost laughable at this point.
I know. It's burning the hole in our pocket as we speak.
The person that has recruited the most people to live and work in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA gets $10,000. We have three finalists.
Yep.
We're just coordinating their schedules, and we're giving them $10,000 live on the radio.
I can't wait.
So that'll be happening. Not this week.
Nope.
But hopefully next week with Chad Franzen. Chad was sick last week, so he couldn't come in for the interview.
And he had a huge weather week, let's be honest.
It was a big weather week. Yeah. Tornado warnings going off on our phones,
sirens,
and everything.
Everything. Jeez,
can't wait to talk to him about all that.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about a cool free concert happening next week, June 20th, Paul.
I like free.
Here we go. It's happening next week, June 20th.
Yeah, the first annual Wausau Summer Shindig.
Summer Shindig.
Wow.
Tell us about
that.
Yeah, what's going on? 400 block is going to be bumping all day, all day.
Shindig is the perfect word for it. From noon until 10 p.m. outside, we'll have live music, high-energy funk bands from all over the state, and including a headliner from Chicago, Hot Like Mars.
Hot Like Mars, okay.
Really making a big flash right now. Yeah, should be a pretty incredible time. Music all day. We'll have between 20 and 30 vendors of all types, from craft to artists.
Wow.
And makers. 8 different food trucks. It should be a really
now we're
great
talking
time.
Damn, 8 different food trucks. Like what type of food trucks, if you don't mind me asking? I'm hungry.
Yeah, we've got a pretty big range from the hyper local. We've got newcomers Truckin' Good Food out of Amherst. They are teaming up with Red Door Family Farm.
Nice.
And we'll be using their produce, so that's pretty cool there. Just a variety of different sandwiches and things.
Sweet.
We'll also have a waffle truck, all Belgian waffles out of Chicago.
Huh. They're coming up from Chicago to make waffles for Wausau?
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And it starts at noon.
Yes.
And yep. What's the, like, the shindig is inspired because why? Why are you doing this?
We want something big for the community. You know, we see that 400 block stage being used for kind of pinpoint rented events for different causes, or, you know, primarily just on Wednesday nights. And we figured, you know, let's create something big for the community that's meaningful, that can bring people from outside of this immediate area to be able to experience what Wausau has to offer. And, you know, music is near and dear to us over, you know, me personally, and over at Faraway Place as well, right on the 400 block square.
Love it.
And really just wanted something to create a splash in our downtown area to show we do have a lot of talent in our region, and awesome to showcase that while also bringing the community together for a fun day to kind of kick off the summer.
Well, yeah, a real summer kickoff event.
I'll be there.
It's almost like a festival. It goes from noon until 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and completely free to the public.
And completely free
to the public. Yeah, as many people from all backgrounds there as possible. And at 10 p.m., the music will continue inside at the Faraway Place stage.
Damn.
Sort of an after party.
Absolutely. And there will be a super jam hosted by Billy Bronsted. And he is working with musicians from all of the different bands. And so there will be some really fun lineups from the bands throughout the day. They'll be playing together on the stage here over at Faraway Place.
What is the, I know Paul, I'm going to ask a question on Paul's mind. I know he's begging to ask this.
Go ahead. He can read my mind.
What's the open intoxicant rules for the Saturday festival on the 400 block?
Good question.
So we strongly suggest that people support the local businesses around, like, Intermission and the Mint, and, you know, a little further on both ends, Juliet and Forward Beverage Company. And so open intoxicants are allowed on the 400 block square.
Okay.
They are not allowed in any street, especially the ones that are not, you know, associated with the event. So say if you did pop over to Intermission Bar and grab a beverage, you would need to have that in a sealed container to cross the street. And then you're more than welcome to open that up when you get onto the 400 block green space.
So kind of the same rules they do on Wednesday nights.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Great way to put it.
A lot of people there. A lot of people. How many people do you expect? Any idea?
We're hoping for around 5,000.
Wow.
In the, you know, throughout the day.
That'll be fun.
So we'll see. We're hoping, knock on wood. I've got a wood desk in front of me here.
Knock on it.
The weather cooperates.
Yeah, right now, forecast is looking like 70 degrees. That'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. And hoping, you know, that stays clear and it'll be going on rain or shine. We've got a lot of people coming from a lot of different areas.
I love the phrase rain or shine.
The show will go on.
The show will go on. And just to be clear, no need to go to any website or anything to get tickets. We can just show up, the public.
John Q public.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, 100%, so just show up.
What? Absolutely. And if you want, you still can go to the website at wausausummershindig.com for any questions that, you know, anybody might have.
And check out who's going to be there and everything like that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Check that out. You can see an event map on there, all kinds of information. And if there's anything that you don't see and you have other questions, there's a link on there to reach directly out to me to ask any questions you might have.
Wow. Sounds like a hell of an event. Is it? So this is the first year you've done it, and you hope to make it an annualized thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So depending on if next year we're able to gather the needed sponsors, this is definitely something that we're hoping to build and grow into the future.
Sweet.
Really cool.
Wausau's Summer Shindig. Did I get that right?
That is correct.
Amen, brother. And they're coming from all over the Midwest. Some of the best musicians from all over the Midwest coming next Saturday, the 20th, on the 400 block from noon until 10 p.m. All damn day.
An after party at Faraway.
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Jesse, thanks for coming on the Wausau Business Show. Best of luck.
Good stuff.
And as long as we're talking about events at the 400 block, Paul.
Yeah.
Want to hear about another one?
Of course I do.
Malcolm. Are you there, Malcolm?
Hello.
Hello, Malcolm.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about your event coming up in August. What do you got going on?
Okay. We're a nonprofit and we raise funds. This year it's for Men of Honor again, fourth year for them in a row.
Nice. Yeah. Men of Honor.
So all the funds go to Men of Honor, and we get sponsors, and our band is out of Detroit. The first time they've ever played in Wisconsin ever.
Oh yeah. Kid Rock.
So that's a good thing.
What do we got?
Right.
The Supremes?
Sunset. Right. Sunset Boulevard. SLVD, Sunset Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And is this at the 400 block, Malcolm?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. On the Wednesday night, 6 to 9:30, okay. Basically.
Okay. And it's not a 400 block sanctioned WASA events thing, though. It's different than that.
That was WASA events. No.
Okay. This is just for Men of Honor, and your organization is putting it on. Is it put on by Men of Honor, or is it just benefiting Men of Honor?
No, it's put on by All Stars Under the Stars.
Nice. Okay. Yes. Got it. Cool.
And so we start out with our Mayor Denny's going to inaugurate probably 20 to 30 recruits like he did last year into the military, all five branches.
Wow.
So they will march into the 400 block from the side where
the fifth branch is the Space Force, Paul.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. I was wondering. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Cool.
And then, so then we have our, I don't know the exact order. We have our national anthem, this will be the fourth year for Joanne Clement to sing that. And then we have a
beautiful
full color guard. John Pellegrino instructs our color guard, and they present arms into the center of the square. And we have taps, 21 gun salute. And,
jeez.
Then we have
a 21 gun salute at the 400 block?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay.
I'd come just for that. That's
this
amazing.
Is what date?
Yeah, Wednesday, August 19th. It's always the third Wednesday in August.
Okay. And Malcolm, you may not remember this, but did you used to work with the famous Howard Grunetsky, weatherman Howard Grunetsky on WSAU?
I was on SAU for 4 years.
Oh. 4 years. Malcolm. Remember?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes, 96 to 98.
I was working on WIFC at that time.
Right. Fellow broadcasters.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. And I worked with Keith Roberts, and then towards the end of when I was there, Dave Calloway came in.
Yeah, yeah.
He was literally on the rise at that point.
Malcolm was the official voice of the Bruce Kelly Show, Paul.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. You're a very nice man, and I haven't talked to you in 30 years.
Right.
But congratulations on that 400 block show. We'll be there. And thanks for checking in, Malcolm.
Hey, any chance of a sponsorship?
Oh, yes, Paul, how much you got, Paul?
I got about $6 in my pocket. I don't know if that.
Yeah, how much do sponsorships go for, Malcolm? Way to ask for the sale.
Right. Well, generally 250 and up, but.
250. We're in for 250.
Yeah.
Mark us down. Send us the invoice.
Okay, so is that to Rocket Industrial, or is that the
We'll do it under the WASA business show.
All right.
Yeah, just send us the invoice. We'll take care of it. Jude will cut the check.
Okay,
he works in the back office.
We're a 501c3. Do you need our tax number?
If you can include that with the invoice, that'd be great. We're live on the air.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Okay.
All right, yeah, just get in touch and we'll take care of it off the air.
Okay.
All right, Malcolm.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
Bye.
He asked for the sale.
Great guy. Malcolm, everybody. I can't wait for that 21 gun salute.
Yeah.
Kind of cool that he brought up Keith Roberts.
Yeah, I know.
It's a blast from the past.
I wanted them to keep going with the names.
Bill Mitchell, Duff Damos.
Oh, the Duffer. Jimmy Clark.
Jimmy Clark. All right, we got to get out of here. Jude, you want to do the end?
Yep. From the high atop Rim Mountain, this has been a WASA Business Show transmission. The end.
Now he's listened once or twice.
Thanks for listening, son.
You stepped aside with a vibe I ain't never seen. Yes, you did. Ooh, so girl, if you talk like you walk, come and talk to me. But look here, it would break my heart. Floor. Ooh, you gotta get down. You know what to do. Hey, Mr. DJ,
has been a Warsaw Business Show transmission. All rights reserved. 2026.
Hi, I'm Eric Cannenberg from Rocket Industrial.
Hey, this is Jerry Seibert.
And this is Kelly Seibert.
I'm Bob Rue.
And I'm Angela Toshner.
Hey, this is Sam over at 72nd Avenue.
Hello, I'm Tong Tao.
This is Chad Waller.
Hey, this is Dom.
Hey, this is Cody.
And I'm Rob.
This is Craig Steiff.
This is Nate Callahan.
Hey, Rocket Industrial.
Just some of the reasons why Rocket Industrial has been certified a great place to work. 9 years running. Forward-thinking companies throughout the United States that want a package with less, choose Rocket Industrial. RocketIndustrial.com.
Discover the Milk Merchant, nestled in downtown Wausau's River West District, where every selection is curated with care and where every bite tells a story. The Milk Merchant brings you an exquisite collection of Wisconsin and imported cheeses, charcuterie boards, specialty foods, and unique home goods. Our love for quality food drives us to support local dairy farmers and artisans. Stop in to sample a selection of the finest Wisconsin cheeses, from Pleasant Ridge Reserve to the legendary 15-year aged cheddar. Mention this ad for a free wine sample. Let us curate a gift basket perfect for any occasion. Or join us on a culinary adventure by signing up for one of our events at themilkmerchant.com.